5 years ago, we were in a business that was selling 800 machines a year. We're selling about 20 machines a year now.
This is Gaz. He runs a motorbike and repair sales shop from an industrial unit in Newport.
Devolution hasn't reached Newport in terms of doing any good for the area. I go back to the Welsh government, the Senedd, and the very first vote they ever took in the Senedd was to double their wages.
The similarities between Newport and somewhere like Middlesbrough or Teesside are striking, though. To start with, we both have transporter bridges. Our history is based on heavy industry and steel, and we both have bigger cities lurking just round the corner.
They're all about Cardiff, and they love anything to do with Cardiff, but any of the outlying areas for which they're responsible for, they don't seem to be interested in any of that.
In Wales, the devolved government sits in Cardiff, and under the plans being talked about at the moment, if devolution happens in the northeast, it looks very likely Newcastle would be the city where powers would be devolved to.
We see a lot of complaints from across Wales that decisions are being taken in Cardiff. Cardiff is benefiting, nobody else is benefiting.
Elgin Morgan is from the South Wales Chamber of Commerce.
The important thing is in any governmental structure is that people elect politicians that stand up for them and their area. And if the areas with strong politicians tend to benefit from any decisions taken. But we have seen a lot of development in Newport. The Celtic Manor was recently a host of the NATO summit.
So according to some in Newport, yes, the decisions are made down the road, but people in the city still feel the benefits. Though you cannot get away from the idea that Newport, like Teesside, is still struggling with decades worth of deindustrialisation and the economic crash in 2008. So if devolution did come to the northeast, would our economic fortunes suddenly improve? Well, Jocelyn Davis from Plaid Cymru is one of the local Welsh Assembly members.
Of course, devolution in itself is not the final solution. What you need is people exercising that devolution in your best interests. So what I'd say is, yes, think about it, think carefully about it. It's not a magic bullet.
Back at Gaz's workshop, it's worth bearing in mind that devolution in the northeast would not be the same as in Wales. We're not going to get our own parliament. But if it does happen, we might be asking soon, like some people in Wales already have, will all of us really benefit from the idea of devolution?
We are the forgotten city of Wales. We're supposed to be the gateway. We just seem to be the driveway. Nothing's happening in Newport at all.